Begin the current daf in Masechet Baba Basra daf Yud. Begin 3 lines down from the top of the Yomit. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, discussing the halachas and the agadah of tzedakah regarding charity, which is related to our previous Mishnah, which discussed the requirements of the city inhabitants to all the other members of the city. So Tanya Linda Brisa, Yirmeir said, Yesh li labal hadin, the litigant, meaning the wicked person or the idol worshiper, if he wants, he could lahashiv chavalemelach, he could respond to you and he could tell you the following complaint. Who, if your God really loves the poor, and why does he not provide for them? So that's it, Rameya Amalei, you should tell him, so that we could be saved through them from the judgment of Gehenna, because charity saves from Gehenna, as the Gemara will later on explain. And actually, the Gemara says, V'zhu shay l'shol turnus rafas harashas Rabbi Kiva. And this is actually what the wicked turnus rafas, who was the king, this is what he had asked to Rabbi Kiva. If your God really loves the poor, why doesn't he provide for them? So Malay said to them, of course he could, but he uses it in a way, he gives us the opportunity to save ourselves from Gehenna by providing us with the opportunity to provide for them. So he wants to, but he just lets it be done through us. So Malay said, to the contrary, this actually would hold you liable to getting Gehenna for actually giving tzedakah to the poor. And said to her in this Rafas, HaRasha Em Shalacha Mashal Ma'adavidim. It says, I'll give you a parable what this could be compared to. LaMelech Basav Adam Shekos Al Abdeh. Regarding a flesh and blood king who gets angry at his slave. V'chav Shebeveh Sassurim, and he locks him up in jail. V'tzivah Lav Shloy Lashkais, and he commands that no one's allowed to give him food or drink. V'halach Adam Echad V'chil V'shkeir, and one person clandestine goes and gives him to eat and to drink. K'shashama HaMelech L'kais Lav. What, you think when the king hears about it, he's not going to get angry? Va'atim kurin avadim, and said, turn this rafas to Rashi, to Bekiva, you, the Jewish people, are called slaves. Shonim, like it says, apostling me'yikra, Hashem says, keli b'nei Yisrael avadim, because for me, the Jewish people are slaves. And if Hashem has one of his slaves, and he doesn't let them have money for food, which he makes a person poor, to the contrary, by giving him tzedakah, you actually are doing something negligible, and being chayiv for Gehenna. So I'm like, Bekiva said to him, no. Em shalcha mashal ma'adavidim, and he says, I'll give you a parable what this can be compared to. The Melech Basav Adam Shekos Al Benoi, to a blood and flesh king that is angry on his son. V'chav Shebeveh Sassurim, and he locks him up in jail. V'tzivu Lav Shalei L'chid L'b'shal L'shkos, and he has to, because of what the son had done wrong, to say that no one's allowed to give him to eat and to drink. V'holoch Adam Echad V'chid L'b'shkeir, and one person goes and gives him to eat and to drink. K'shasham HaMelech L'dorin M'shagrele, when the king hears about it, do your own thing, he's going to send him a gift? Meaning he couldn't because he had to punish the child, but don't you think he really wants the child to have what he needs? Vanan Kurim Banim, and Bekiva says that we are called the children of Hashem. Tachsev, like it says, the pasuk in Devarim, Banim Atam Hashem Lekechem, you are sons to Hashem, your God. So to the contrary, when we give to the poor, although Hashem has to have it fit that this person will be poor, but he wants us to give it to him, it's just that the person has to get it, and then we could save ourselves from Gehenna by giving that person tzedakah. On that turn, Sarafah said, Amalai, said to Bekiva, wait, Atam Kurim Banim, Bekurim Avadim, you're right, you're called sons and you're called slaves. So what does that mean? When you do the will of your God, then you're called sons. When you don't do the will of Hashem, then you're called slaves. Now that here you are not in your positions of glory as you always were, you're not doing the will of Hashem, and therefore you consider avadim, and therefore my mashal is the better, and you should get Gehenna for giving tzedakah to the poor. So now Amalei, Rabbi Kiva responded to him. He says, Harei Oimra. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, as we quoted this in the previous daf, Halei paris l'rav lachmecha, that you should spread out your bread to the poor, v'aniyim rudim tovi bais, and that these wailing paupers come to your house. So he interprets, as we did on the previous daf, Emosai aniyim rudim tovi bais. When do the crying paupers come to your house, which as we explained in the previous staff, is a reference to the Roman government who always says, oh, we need, you got to give us more money for the municipality. That's now when we're in exile under the Romans. And still the Pasuk says, you should spread out your bread to the hungry, and therefore you see that even now when we're, like you're calling us avadim, still Hashem commands us to give tzedakah to the poor. Continues the Gemara, Dar Shabbi Huda Reb Shalom. Reb Shalom expounded the following idea. Just like a person's sustenance, meaning the money he's going to get for earning for this year to buy things, just like it's ktsuvin lim Rosh Hashanah, that it's set from Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, it's decided how much money he's going to have. So too, the expenses that a person is going to have to end up losing from his money are also ketuvim le'Rosh Hashanah. It's set for Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be no matter how. But zacha, if a person has good fortune, meaning then he's going to give the lacking, he's going to invest it in a good thing by giving it to paupers. Halei paris l'rav lachmecha, then he'll merit, like the first part of the pasuk says, he'll give from his bread to the poor. Because either way, the money's not going to be his. So let him at least merit through it. Laizach, if the person does not merit, v'ni merudim tavi bayis. Then the marauding, the wailing paupers, meaning reference to the Roman government, will come and take from your house. As the Gemara illustrates, kihod b'nei achse de Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, like the word by the sons of the sister, the nephews of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, chazlehu b'chelma. He saw in a dream, either a Matzim Kippur or a Matzim Rosh Hashanah, that the boy lemechser sheva mea dinari, that the coming year, they're going to have to lose, that's going to be from their expenses, 700 dinar. Now, asinu, so Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, they knew this, he forced them, Shalkum in Eilat Tzedakah, he pressed them the whole entire year, give Tzedakah, give Tzedakah, this Tzvek, this organization, he kept on getting them to give charity. Now, Peshka Bayu, they were left still from those 700 that they had to spend that year on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Yom Kippur, Shivsa Dinari, 17 dinar that they yet didn't give to charity from the 700 that they were going to have to spend. Kimatim Ali Yom Kippur, when they reached Erev Yom Kippur, Shadu de Bekeser Nektinu, so the government of the Caesar came and collected from them 17 dinar. So Amal Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, he said to them, Loi Titchal, he says, don't be afraid that the government's going to take away more money from you. Because Shivsu Dinari Gabaychu Sheklinu Minaychu, it's the 17 dinar that were left by you that they collected from you from the expenses you had to have for the year. So Amar Lei, they said to him, Ano Yadata, how do you know that the government's only going to take away 17? Because they said, I saw a dream in the beginning of the year that you're going to have to lose 700, and you already had spent 600 for and etc. for the amount minus 17, this is 683, and there's still 17 left. So I know that that's all that they're going to collect from you. So Amrulai, so they said to him, Vamailo Amrulon, so why didn't you tell us in the beginning that this was your dream? The Nazvina, that we would have given you everything that you needed to have, we would have given you straight up 700 dinar for all your tzedakah. Amalhu, he said to them, Amina, I said, Ki heched etavdu mitzvah l'shma. I said to myself, that let you do a mitzvah for its sake. If I would have said, then you would have just done it to save yourself from the expenses. So, okay, but now you did it all along for that organization, that thing, that kala, that yeshiva. So you did it for the mitzvah. That's why I didn't tell you. But that's what the Gemara is illustrating, this idea that a person is going to lose either way that money. You might as well merit and give it to charity instead of having a loss in some other way. The Gemara illustrates the idea of tzedakah. Rav Papa have a solik bedarger. Rav Papa was going up on a ladder. Ishtamid kare, his foot slipped, and boy lemipol, he was about to fall. He said, hashtakein, he says, if that would have been, that if I would have fell, ichayiv man disanilan, that means someone who hates me, meaning it's a reference to someone that wants to curse himself, but instead of cursing himself, he makes it like he's cursing someone else, would have been liable, like someone who desecrates the Shabbos and who serves idols. For the punishment of those two averis, you get skila. Now the Gemara Masechet Ksubos Daf Lamed Beis explains that someone that's liable for skila in these days where there's no more corporal punishment by the Jewish courts, either he falls from a roof or a wild animal pounces on him, which is like skila, because as the Mishnah says in Masechet Sanhedrin, part of skila is not just being stoned with the rocks, is that he goes to the height of two stories up from the house of where they would be stoned and be thrown off. So that's part of the skila. So falling off a high place and dying is a form of skila. So he says, what's going on over here? I almost fell. What's the message over here? Anything that happens to a person, it's a message. Seems like I was supposed to get skila. So Amalechiya Barav Medifti L'Rav Papa, he says, Shema Ani Bali Yatcha. I could tell you that you weren't Mechal Shabbos, you didn't do Avodah Zarah, but maybe a poor person came to you, B'loy Parnasasi, and you didn't give him what he needed. Because the Tanakh learned in a Braisa. Shubin Karchaim, he says, Kalamalim Einav Minat Tzedakah, whoever turns a blind eye from giving charity, Kilu Oivir Avodah Kechav, it's as if he served idols. Why? Ksivach, it says over here in the Pasuk in Devarim, Hisham Elecha, you should be careful, Penyir Davim Levavch B'liyal, maybe there's going to be something in your heart, B'liyal, which refers to the term of two words, B'liyal, without a yoke. And you're throwing off the yoke of Hashem, which the pasuk there is talking about in Devarim Tez Vav Tez, that you're going to have a bad eye towards your destitute brother, but you're not going to give him tzedakah. Now, Ksev Hashem says the pasuk in Devarim, Yatza Anashim B'nei B'liyal, that men who have thrown off the yoke of heaven go out, which the Gemara, which the pasuk there is Dvarim Yud Gimel Yud Daled, that they push the whole city inhabitants to serve Avodah Zarah. So what you see is both of them have the term Belial. Mal hal navidus kechavim, just like that pasuk is talking about idol worship. Afkan navidus kechavim, here also it's like as if idol worship. So you see, not giving charity is like doing avodah zarah, and maybe just like the punishment for avodah zarah is skila. Therefore, that was the message that is being sent to you, that you were deserving of skila as if you did avodah zarah. Tanya learned the brisa. Continue on this topic. Amar Belazar Berbiisi says, "Kol tzedakah v'chesed sheyisrael oisin bo'il mazeh, all the charity and the kindness that the Jewish people do in this world." Shalom gadol, great peace, ufraklitin gedolin, and great defendants of heavenly angels are created bein Yisrael avim shebeshmayim, between the Jewish people and their Father in heaven. How do we know? The Shanem, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, says Koyemar Hashem, so says Hashem, al tovei beis marzeach, don't go to the house of mourning, v'altelech lispa, don't go to eulogize, v'altoned lehem, don't bemoan for them. Because I have taken back my peace from this people. Now, what is the shalom? What's the peace? As we're saying that this, what usually causes peace and protection, which we're saying, is the kindness and the mercy that they used to do. Now I've taken away my peace and my protection. What is that? Chesed, kindness, ugemilas chasadim, acts of kindness. And rachem and mercy, tzedakah, is charity. So we see that charity and kindness, the inverse, make protection and gives a person great peace. Tanu Lena Breiser, he says, how great is charity that brings the redemption closer. Like it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyam Hashem, so says Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, safeguard judgment, Vasu Tzedakah, and do charity, because that makes my redemption to come closer, and my righteousness to be revealed. He also said another idea on how great charity is. Asar dvarim kashim nivra ba'olam. There were 10 harsh, strong things that were created in the world. You have har kasha, a mountain which is hard. Barzel machatre, yet iron could break it, could cut into it. Barzel kasha, now iron is hard, yet ur mefafay, but fire could bubble it, could soften it. Ur kasha, fire is hard, but mayim mechabenoisim, but water could extinguish it. Mayim kashim, water is hard, but avim seibenoisim, but the clouds hold it. Avim kashim, the clouds are hard, but ruch mefazastron, but the wind could disperse it. Ruch kasha, the wind is hard, but guf sevle, the body could contain it, because the whole body is filled with air. Guf kasha, the body is strong, but pachat shebre, but dread and fear breaks it. Pachat kasha, fear is strong, but yain mefigay, but wine, alcohol, dissipates that. Yain kasha, wine is hard, but shein mefachasai, but sleep wears it out. Death is stronger than all those things. And charity is greater than all of them, where it saves from death. That charity saves from death. Darshav Testoy Berbiani says, Bayre, come and see. How different is the attributes of Hashem from the attributes of a flesh and blood person? The attribute by a flesh and blood person. As other maybe darin gadol melech, a person can bring a great gift to the king. Safik mekabel noisei mena, safik im mekabel noisei mena, and it's a doubt if even the king will accept it from him or not. V'im tim salem mekabel noisei mena, even if the king's going to take the gift from that person. Safik roi panei melech, safik ain't roi panei melech. It's even a doubt if he'll even get a chance to see the king because of the gift that he brought. V'akadosh baruch hu ain't the king. Akadosh baruch hu is not like that. Adam noisin pruta la'ani, a person gives a gift. One coin, the lowest denomination of a coin, to a poor person. He already merits and he receives the face of the divine presence. Shneimer, it says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Ani b'tzedik echazefanecha." I, with charity, I see your face. Esba b'hokitz t'munasecha. I am satiated when I'm awake from your form. Now, Rabbi Lazar, yav pruta lo'ani b'had matzli. Rabbi Lazar would first give a coin to a pauper and then he would go and daven. Why? He said the chesiv. It says in the pasuk, "Ani b'tzedik." I first give tzedakah, and then echzepanecha, I see your face when I daven. Now the Gemara asks, my espa b'hokitz b'nesecha, what's the pasuk referring to when it says, I'll be satiated when I'm awake with your form, which sounds like that for the reward of staying awake, I will be satiated with the temuna, so to speak, of Hashem. So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, il tamid hacham, these are Talmudic scholars, shemenadidin shina me'enem bo'il mazeh, that shake off sleep from their eyes in this world, they force themselves to stay up and learn, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Masbi'an Misiv Hashchin L'Olam Haba. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu satiates them from the radiance of the divine presence to the world to come. That's what the second half of the pasuk is talking about. Continuing on Tzedakah, Amr B'Yechin, it says, what does it mean in the pasuk in Mishlei? It says, Malve Hashem, he lends Hashem, Chayin and Dal, he has mercy on the poor, which sounds like the one who has compassion on the poor, it's as if he's lending to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that sense, Rabbi Yechon, il moli mikro kasev, if not that the Pasuk was writing this, ef shalom, it wouldn't be possible to say such a thing. Kiviyachal, as so to speak, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, evad loivel ish malva, that the borrower is a slave to the lender because he's indebted to him, the lender has rights to him, as if when someone is having compassion on the poor, it's as if he's lending to Hashem, so Hashem's the borrower who, so to speak, if one could even say that, is indebted to the person who's given the tzedakah. Amar b'chiyah b'rabba. He says that Rabbi Yechonon said, Ksevet says a pasuk in Mishlei, Lo yoyil hoin b'yem ever. Wealth will not help in the day of fury, with tzedakah tatzlam of us, and charity saves from death. Ksevet is another pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Lo ye'ilu oitzis resha, that the storehouses of the wicked will not help, with tzedakah tatzlam of us, and charity saves from death. So it says the Gemara, Shtei tzedakah salol olamo. Why do we need these two psukim talking about the same words that charity helps and saves a person? So it says Rabbi Yechonon, Achash mitzilasa mimisim mishon. The one saves him from a deviant type of a death. Achash mitzilasa mimisim mishon. Again, one of them is talking about that it saves him from the judgment of Gehenna. Now it says the Gemara, Ve'ezuhi, and which one of these psukim talks about the judgment shemitzilasa medina shal Gehenna that saves him from the judgment of Gehenna? It's the one that talks about that saving from fury, just still like the pasuk says in Tzafanya Yom Evra Hayimahu, that that day, the day of judgment, when the Rishon go to Gehenna, is a day of Evra. So when it says that, but the tzedakah will save the person from death, it means it will save him from Gehenna. Which is the one that talks about he's going to be saved from a bizarre type of a death? That is, as we continue, Tamad Beis is a type of a charity that's is that he gives, but he doesn't know who he's giving to. As the Gemara will conclude, that he gives to the charity box of the charity collector, so he's giving to the poor, but he doesn't know who he's giving to. And it's talking about where the pauper takes, but he doesn't know who he's taking from. He doesn't know that he's beholden to that person. He doesn't know who it was. He also takes from the charity box. As the Gemara explains, when it says that the person gives, but he doesn't know who he's giving to, is lafukim in the ma'okfa, which excludes ma'okfa, who he knew who he was giving to. And noitlava any demi nightland, when it says that the poor takes and he doesn't know who he's taking from, is lafukim in the rababa, takes good from rababa, who they knew that they're taking from rababa. Which the Rav Ukra and rababa is brought in Masech the Ksubas of Samach Zayin and Mabez, that they both did high levels of charity, but it still wasn't the highest. Ma'okfa would give to the paupers in their doorway every single day 4 zuz in the pivot of their door. So the pauper didn't know who he's taking from, but he knew who he's giving it to. And Rababa, what he would do is, he would wrap in his cloak, and he would walk in the streets where the poor people were, and he would throw behind himself. So the poor person knows who he's taking from, but he didn't know who he's giving it to. So the Gemara is saying that the ideal is that both, he shouldn't know who he's giving to, and he shouldn't know who he's taking from. So the Gemara says, Ve'ele Heichalavit, so how do you do that? Says you know, leisiv la'anik kishal tzedakah, you should give it to the charity box of the city, which is that people give and people take, and no one knows who's giving to who, and who's taking from who. So the Gemara actually asks Meisve, we'll ask from the following brisa that it sounds like actually anik kishal tzedakah is not a good option. The brisa says ma yasa adam v'yu lebanim zecharim. What should a man do that should have male sons? So Rabbi Lazar, he says yifazem leisiv la'anim, he should disperse his money to the poor. Rabbi Shulam, he says, "Yisamach ishtu l'dvar mitzvah." He should make his wife happy for the mitzvah, meaning before they have marital relations, he should make her happy, put her in a joyous mood. That will make her have to emit seed first, and will make him have banim zecharim. Now, Lezmi Yaakov, he actually says, "Le'itin adam pruta la'anik ishal tzedakah." A person should not give his coin to the charity box. LMK, unless there is someone appointed over that's so trustworthy, like Reb Chanan ben Tradyan, if not, a person should not give. So we see that a person should not give to the Anakish Shal Tzedakah. So it's like, well, Kikamri, now when did we say that the person should give it? So that he doesn't know who he's giving to, and we don't know who, when the guy's taking, doesn't know who is originally the one who gave it, was Dibimani, like Reb Chanan ben Tradin, that yes, you should have someone appointed, like Reb Chanan ben Tradin, then you should give. But yeah, if not, you shouldn't give, and then do any of the other options where either you don't know who you're giving to, or that guy doesn't know who he's taking from. Continuing on the greatness of Tzedakah, Amar Bavo, it says, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, but Mat Torim Karim Yisrael, with what will be elevated the glory of the Jewish people? Amar Lo, he said to him, Bechisisa, which as it says in Parshas Kisisa, meaning if you want to elevate the heads of the Jewish people, then you should take, as it says within that Parsha, Kaifer money for Tzedakah, for charity that people should have to contribute towards the cause of the poor. Another teaching from Amar Bavo says, Shalu es Shlomo ben David. They asked Shlomo HaMelech, the son of David, Ad heichen keicher shel tzedakah. How great, until what does it reach the power of charity? So Amar Lahen, he said to them, Tzuru'u ma'pirish David abel. Go out and look what my father David expounded on in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Pizar, he disperses nasar levyonim, he gives to the destitute. Tzidkasa yemetzlad, his charity lasts forever. Karnei tarm b'kaved, his glory will be elevated with dignity. You see how great charity is. Rebaba Om Hachi brings a different source, a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hu meroimim yishkein, he dwells up in the heights. Mitzadei slom is gabay, his fortress is a fort of rock. Lachmai nitan, his bread is given. Meimav nemanim, his water is trustworthy. So he interprets, Matam meroimim yishkein. What's the reason the pasuk is saying that he lives in the heights? That mitzadei slom is gabay, that his fortress is that of a fort of rock. Mishum de lachmai nitan, because he gives from his bread, umeim of nemanim, and his water is a source of trustworthiness, meaning that he gives tzedakah to other people. Another teaching from Amar Bavo, that again, that Shalu Shlema, that they ask Shlema Melech, Ezehu ben Oilam Haba, who is a person that is a dweller of the world to come? So Amar Lahem said to them, call anyone that is a play on the words in the Pesukim in Yeshaya, Shekeneged Zekin of Kovet, that they give him honor in this world because of the wisdom of his old age. Kihada Yosef b'Reid Rabbi Shua, like can be illustrated in the incident of Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shua, where Chalash Ingit, he felt weak and he was groaning because he was passing on to the next world. Now, he had an experience of out-of-body experience, and he came back, and Amalei Avu, his father said to him, Maichaz, what did you see there in those worlds, in the upper worlds? Amalai, he said to his father, Oilum Hafakris, he said, I saw a topsy-turvy world. El Yainim Lamata, those who were in this world were on the top, the most dignified because of their wealth. I saw up there that they were on the bottom. Petaktoim Lamala, and those who here were the paupers, they were the lowest of the low. Over there, they're the most distinguished. So Amalai, his father said to him, no, Oilum Bari, so you saw a clear world. Here, this is the Alam of the Shikr. Here, this is the topsy-turvy world. And that's why I'm poor and we drink that the eyes should not be able to, which sees the opposite, should not be flipped back with the brain that turns it the right side up, because actually it is a topsy-turvy world. Now, so therefore it's not wrong. That's correct, and here it's wrong. Now, but he said, his father said to him, Vanan, but us, those who learn Torah, Hechechazisinen, how do you see our chashivas there in the next world? So Amalei said to him, Ki hecha de chashivin hocha, just like we're respected in this world, chashivin hasim, that's how we're viewed and respected over in that world. Moreover, he said, "B'shemate sharemim." I said, I heard over that they were saying, "Asher misha balakan b'tamuda b'yada." Praiseworthy of the one who comes here with his learning in his hand, that he recalls all that he learns. Also, "B'shemate sharemim." I heard that they were saying, "Harugi malchus." Those who are killed by the government, they're executed by the government. In kol ber yechay lamed b'mechitzasan. No person could stand in their boundary because that they're killed because they're Jews by the government. No one could stand in their area. That's how great they are. So says the Gemara, Manin, who are they? Now the Gemara says, Ilema Rebbe Akiva Chaver, if you're going to entertain this Asar Harugi Malchus, that's Rebbe Akiva and his colleagues, so then question is, Mishum Harugi Malchus? What, only because of that one thing, because they were killed Al Kiddush Hashem by the government, Vesu Loi, and nothing more that they had, that's why they're so great that no one could come into their area? No, Pshita Balav Achinam, it's obvious that even without being killed Al Kiddush Hashem, these were such great tzaddikim that anyway, one would not be able to come into their mechitzas. El Harugi Lud rather refers to those who were killed, those from Lud, which is a reference to the brothers Lunius and Pappus, that they were killed by the wicked king in Lutkia. So Gemara Masechtas Tainis explains that there was a decree on to kill out the Jewish people because the daughter of the king was found killed. And they suspected the Jewish people. Now, these two brothers got up and said, what do you want with the Jewish people? We murdered her, and therefore they took the fall. So they were killed. Al-Kiddush Hashem, that was the great right that they had, that no one could come into their boundaries in the upper worlds. Tanya Linda Bryce, continuing on this idea of charity, Amlan Rabbi Yechman Zakeh l'tamid. Rabbi Yechman Zakeh said to his students, Banai ma'u shamar kasav. He says, my sons, what does this mean when it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, tzedakah t'raimim goy, charity elevates a nation, v'chesed l'um chatas, and the kindness of the people is a sin. So Nenei Rabbi Laza v'amas, Rabbi Eliezer got up and he said as follows. He says, tzedakah t'raimim goy, when it says charity elevates the nation, Eli Yisrael. It's a reference to the Jewish people. Except like it says the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Umika Amchis, who's like your nation, the Jews? Goy Echad Ba'aretz, one nation amongst the land. So you see the Goy that's elevated with Tzedakah is a reference to the Jewish people. V'chesed l'um chatas, and the kindness of the people is a sin. It's a reference that called Tzedakah v'chesed she'umas oivdi kechav ma'isim, that all the charity and the kindness that the idol worshippers do, chetu lehen, that's a sin for them. She'enim oisin el l'skadlboi, because they only do it to make greater, to lengthen their days, like it says the Pasuk in Ezra, that their Yavish, who was a non-Jewish king, was going and supporting the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He was giving that tzedakah, but he stipulated, he said, this, that they're going to sacrifice aromatic offerings to their God in heaven, and they're going to pray, it should be it should be for the life of the king and for his children, meaning that we should live long life. So you see, that's only to make them greater, but they're not giving it because they actually care and they want to be expansive and include other people into their lives, which is what chesed really is. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, "Ud aver hachilav tzedakah gemur here? What do you mean? And someone who does that, who gives charity on the condition that him and his children should live longer, that's not considered charity? Why is that problematic? That's considered a sin. But v'tanya lo'in abraisa ha'imah selazel tzedakah. If someone says this coin is for charity, b'shvil sheyichyu bni, that it should be a merit that my son should live, or b'shvil she'eskel l'amabah, that I should merit to the world to come. The Brisa says, "Hariz it tzadik gamer. For this thing and for that thought, it's considered a totally righteous act." So you see that it is considered tzedakah, even though it's for his son to live a long life. So the Gemara le'kash is not a difficulty. Khan, this Brisa is toma b'Yisrael. A Jewish person, his intention is for heaven. Whether his son will live or will not live, he doesn't think after the attribute of justice if his son ends up dying. But Khan ba'ibu kechavim, what we're discussing here is regarding idol worshippers, that they only give it for that intention. And if it doesn't end up turning out that they want it, then they actually have regret. Why did I give charity? It's for selfish reasons. And therefore, that's why, yes, if they give it al-manash she'yichyu b'ni, for them, it's considered a sin. Then Rabbi Shuv Amar. Then Rabbi Shuv got up and he said his interpretation. It says, Tzedakah t'raimim goy el Yisrael, that if the nation that gets elevated through charity, that's a reference to the Jewish people, as the other interpretation said, d'chsev v'mikam chisol goy echad. Who's like your people, the Jews, who are one nation. V'chesed l'um chatas, and when the people give to kindness, it's a sin, is the same idea. Called Tzedakah v'chesed sh'umas abdi kuchav m'aysim, that all the charity and kindness that the idol worshippers do, chetu lehem, that's a sin for them. Now, but he gives a different spin on it. Not because it's for Liz Gadol, because Shein Oisin Elikadishi to Moshech Malchusin. It's only because of that their reign could last longer as kings. Shlomak, it says a pasuk in Daniel, which Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, Lahain Malka, behold, king, Milki Yishpar Alach, let my advice be find favor by you, that v'chatech b'tzedakah proik, that you should redeem your sin with charity, v'avyosach b'michin anyin, and your averis by having compassion on the poor, that will lengthen your reign as king. So we see that really, because the only reason why they'll do charity is so that their kingdom can last longer. So that's a sin. And then the Rebbe Gamliel v'amar. Then Rebbe Gamliel got up and he said his interpretation. He said, Tzedakah t'raimim goy el Yisrael, d'chsev, like it says, mikam chisol v'goyim, etc. Like the other said. V'chesed l'um chatas, and the kindness of the people is a sin, is again called Tzedakah v'chesed sh'akam oisin, all the charity and the kindness that the idol worshippers do, chetu lehen, is a sin for them. And he gives a different slant. It says, she'in oisin el lis yarbo, because they only do it to boast, to pride themselves. Now, v'chol mesyar neifu b'gehen, whoever boasts, falls into Gehenna. Shnamak, it says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, zeid yahir, a boastful sinner, let Shemai, his name is scoffer, Isa be'evra zadin, he sinned deliberately in anger. Now, but the term evras is ve'in evra el gehenim. The term evra is a term of gehenim. Shnamek says the pasuk in Sefanya, yim evra hayemahu, that day, which is the day of judgment that the nevuah of Sefanya is talking about over there, is a day of anger, of fury, which is what gehenim really is. That's the person's, all his non-beingness is that experience then in gehenim. That's someone that's misyahar, and that's what actually, why they give charity is actually to be misyahar. Now, but Amram Lil, he continues, says, Adayin onu tzrichim l'maydoi. But we still need to come on to the maydoi, who, that's Rabbi Loza ha-maydoi, Aymer, and he's called that because he came from Har ha-maydoi, that he interpreted as follows. He said, Tzedakah tzreimim goy el Yisrael, the same like it says, V'mika amach Yisrael goy echad. V'chesel u'machatas, as the other said, Ka tzedakah v'chesel shakam oisin, all the charity and the kindness that the idol worshippers do is chetul and is a sin for them. Now, but he takes it one step further. That's when Mulil says we really have to come on to his interpretation. Because all the other ones, that they're still not such great sins. But this one is because they do charity only to actually torment and tease and taunt the Jewish people. Shemak, it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah that Nebuzradan said this to Yirmiyah when he was exiling the Jewish people to Babel. Said that Vayave v'yas Hashem kasher diber. That he came and he did Hashem like he said, ki chatasim Hashem, because you sinned to Hashem. V'lo shamatim mekoli, you didn't listen to his voice. V'hoyu lechem hadavar hazeh, and that's why this thing happened. In other words, he's saying, look at us. We're charitable, we're kind, but you, that's why you Jews deserve it. Therefore, it turns out that actually their whole charity is only as a way to be mecharv, to taunt the Jewish people. That's why for them, all the kindness is one big sin. Now, Nenarim Nechunim ben Akonav Amir, Bechunim ben Akonav, he stood up and he said, his interpretation, he says, Tzedakah Troim Goy V'chesed. He actually had the comma elsewhere. He said, charity elevates the nation and kindness. Now, that's a reference to Yisrael, as we said before, the Jewish people. And then, Ulu'um Chatas, and for the people, their sin. So, Amlam Yerbiyach Menzakal, Tamidah, Yerbiyach Menzakal said to his students, Nirin Divrim Nechunim ben Akonav, Medir V'aray U'medivreichem. His interpretation seems the most ideal, more than my interpretation and all your interpretations. Because he then places the comma in the pasuk by giving charity and kindness to the Jewish people, that they do both of those, ula'akim chatas, and the nations, they don't even do kindness, forget about ulterior motives, that they don't do anything that for them is just sin. Now the Gemara asks, Mechlal duhu nami amar. So the inference is that Rabbi Yechim Zaki himself had also said an interpretation of this pasuk. So the Gemara asks, Mahi, what is that? Because the Gemara didn't record what his interpretation was. So the Gemara said, the time, like Luna Braisa. That Omlam Rabbi Yechim Ben Zaka, he said to them, his interpretation was, Kishem Shahachatas Mikaperis al Yisrael, just like a Karmachatas provides atonement for the Jewish people, the end of the pasuk is saying, Kach Tzedakah Mikaperis al Umas Oilam. So too, you read the pasuk that Ulu'umim, for the Chesed Lu'um Chatas, that the Chesed of the Umim, the Tzedakah of the nations, Chatas for them is in place of a karma chatas because they don't have those karbanas. For them, giving tzedakah for them is an atonement. Now the Gemara brings a story that if for Hormuz, that was her name, she was Imad Shavar Malka. She was the mother of King Shapur of the Persian king. Shadra Arba made dinar lekamed Rabami. She sent 400 dinar in front of Rabami to give her tzedakah. V'lekablinu, and he didn't accept it. Shadrini kamed Rava, then she sent it in front of Rava, v'kablinu, and he accepted the money. And the reason why it was Mishum Shalom Malchus was because of peaceful relations with the government. If he wouldn't take it, they'd be upset and that would cause harmful and strained relations. Now, Shom Rabami, the Ikbet Rabami heard about this and he was particular. Amar, he said, Leslie, doesn't Rava hold of what it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya? Be Vaish Kitzira, when the branch dries up, in other words, when the merits of the non-Jews are done, then the moisture of their charity is taken away. And then Tishavarna, then they'll break. Nashim boys, the women come, Meirisais, and then they light it on fire because there's no more moisture left to the tree. What they have, what's keeping them going, is that they do acts of charity. Why are you going and taking charity from them? Then you can sustaining the viability of the Rishon. Don't take, and then they'll die, then they'll break. So the Gemara says, you're right, but V'ravim Shem Shalom Malchus, the reason why he took it was because of peaceful relations with the government. Now the Gemara says, V'rabami namim Shem Shalom Malchus, so what Rabami was bothered, he also should take it because of, and he shouldn't be bothered with Rava because of peaceful relations with the government. That the Gemara says, no, the Baili l'mflaginu l'aniyah b'dikachavim. What bothered Rabbami was, you're right, because of peace relations, you could take the money. But at least disperse it to non-Jews that they shouldn't get the merit of supporting Jewish people, which is obviously a greater mitzvah, tzedakah. Now the Gemara tells us that Rava nami l'aniyah b'dikacham yavinu, that actually was what happened. Rava did give the money that Ifrahumers had given him. He gave that money to non-Jews. Now this, the Rabbami was bothered, and he said this whole pasuk. And Rava was who? Because as we continue to talk about Yudalf and Alf, they didn't conclude in front of Rabbami the story that Rava had actually dispersed it to idol worshippers and not to Jews. He didn't hear about it, and that's why he was particular. Now Rashi actually says that this, that the Gemara of Chesem and Alf said, that Ifrahumers had said to Talmud Chacham, money for mitzvah rabba, and it was taken, was also for the same idea of Shalom Malchus, of peaceful relations. But moreover, although it was used for Jews, was because in that case it could not have been used for the purpose of non-Jews. Because since she said to use it for a mitzvah rabbah is only a great mitzvah if it's being used for Jewish people, and as the Gemara there was talking about, even Pidyon Shvum of Jewish people, because the Isra of Geneva's Das, of fooling people, applies even to, it's forbidden to fool even a non-Jew like Ifrahumers. But regards to our Gemara, regarding when she gave money to give out to poor, that's not Geneva's Das. That's not fooling her, because Jewish people customarily support not just Jewish paupers, but also non-Jewish paupers, as the Gemara Masechtas Gittin of Samech Aleph Amud Aleph says, that because of Darkei Shalom, because of peaceful ways, the Jewish people support not just the Jewish paupers, but also the non-Jewish paupers, and therefore it's not considered Geneva's Das. In this story where Rava went, and he took the money because of Shalom Malchus, but he gave it and dispersed it to non-Jews and not to Jewish people.